SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Saying that he has failed to meet lofty expectations, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suspending his presidential campaign just ahead of the New Hampshire primary. He is now endorsing Donald Trump. The former president says he is honored to have the support of the Florida governor. U.S. and Chinese officials wrapping up talks on financial issues.
It was the third meeting of a working group established to cooperate on financial issues, a step that continues the trend set by the two powers last November to ease tensions. Officials from the Department of the Treasury met with counterparts in the People's Bank of China to discuss issues ranging from financial stability to countering money laundering. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the U.S. military carrying out strikes against Iranian-backed Houthi rebels for more than a week, and the action will continue. Here's Greg Clugston.
President Biden acknowledged last week that the bombardment of Houthi military sites had yet to stop the militant attacks on vessels in the Red Sea, but he said the U.S.-led strikes would continue. John Kirby is at the White House National Security Council.
We are taking away capability from the Houthis. With each and every one of these strikes, we are making it harder for them to continue to propagate these attacks.
Meanwhile, the U.S. has strongly warned Iran to cease providing weapons to the Houthis. Greg Clugston reporting.
Detroit Lions have defeated the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 31-23 in a divisional round playoff game today, lifting the long-suffering franchise into the NFC Championship for the first time in 32 years and just the second time in franchise history. They will play at San Francisco, the NFC's top seed, next Sunday for a spot on the Super Bowl. This is SRN News. Catholic Church issuing a warning.
The U.S. Conference of Bishops says religious liberty in this country is under violent threat. The conference points to increasing physical attacks on houses of worship in America and adds that if things don't change, 2024 could see, quote, threats to the very lives of people of faith. Churches have been targeted by abortion advocates while anti-Semitic forces have attacked synagogues. The looming presidential election could make things worse. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Utah's GOP legislative leaders pledging to reinforce laws they passed last year, requiring parental permission for kids and teens to access social media apps. Pro-family groups support the measures, which are designed to prevent kids from accessing pornography. However, two of those laws are now facing a court challenge over their constitutionality. This is SRN News. China has published youth unemployment data for the first time since the jobless rate hit a record high in June last year, using a new method that showed an apparent improvement.
China announced a 14.9% jobless rate for people between 16 and 24 in December, using the new method, which excludes students. The Statistics Bureau stopped publishing the politically sensitive figure last year after it reached 21.3% in June. The change in methodology came after youth unemployment surged following an economic slowdown in 2023.
That is Jeremy House. Pitchfork, the most influential music publication of the internet age with the power to make or break an artist, is being absorbed by another entity, and that is GQ Magazine. At least 12 staff members have been laid off. More details at SRNnews.com.